So finally, now is fourth day, finally come to the main section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Dasam Skanda Bhagavatam Ki Jai. So for new people, 5-minute introduction. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the sound incarnation of the Supreme Lord. The first canto, the first section is his feet. Second canto is his shanks. Third canto is his thighs. Fourth is his waist. Fifth is his chest. Sixth and seventh is his arms. His eighth and ninth is his neck. The 10th canto is a beautiful smiling face of Krishna, of which the five chapters dealing with the gopis, the Ras Panchadaya, is his smile. The 11th canto is his forehead. The 12th canto is the top of his head. Therefore, we may hear the Bhagavatam, but we do not hear the 10th canto. You miss the result. The first 9 cantos establish Krishna's position as the Supreme Lord, like a pot. But the 10th canto is the nectar inside. The 11th and 12th canto is the lid on top of that pot. So very fortunate to hear today is the birthday of Krishna. You'll hear how the Lord appeared, the reasons why he appeared, many pastimes affiliated with his appearance. This Bhagavatam was manifested when one king, Parikshit, was doomed to die in 7 days by curse. He asked one question to his guru, Sukadeva Goswami. What should one hear, think, and remember at the time of death? And also, what should someone not do at the time of death? Sukadeva Goswami answered, only hear this Srimad Bhagavatam. So finally described after 5 days and 5 nights of hearing continuously, Sukadeva Goswami asked to Parikshit, are you hungry or thirsty? Would you like to take a rest? Parikshit said, Gurudev, I have only one desire. You don't stop speaking these topics of Krishna. Who is that person who will give up hearing such topics? That person is a killer of the self. Nibriti tarse upagiyamanad bhavaushadi chotra mano abiramat ka utam shloke gunanuvanadat puman birajeta bina pasuganat. Therefore, this topics of Krishna is like bhavaushadi, like the most powerful medicine. Like a medicine, if someone takes medicine without knowledge, his disease will still be cured. Therefore, even if an ignorant person hears topics of Krishna, the disease of material birth and death will be extinguished. Therefore, nivritti tisse upagiyamanat. These topics of Krishna are heard through the process of disciplic succession. Right? I'm speaking, where did I hear all my things from? Gurudev. Where did he hear from? He heard from his spiritual master. Where did Param Gurudev hear? He heard from his guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Where did he hear? He heard from his guru, Sri Gaurikishore Das Babaji Maharaj. This is the disciplic process of hearing. Therefore, glorification of the Supreme Lord is performed only through this process of hearing, through the disciplic succession. Who will come to hear? Those persons who are uninterested in the temporary material topics of the world, those persons will come and hear. Therefore, there's only a few of us. But Prabhupada said, when you sell a diamond, how many will come? Very few will come. Descriptions of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Lord and his incarnations are the only medicine to destroy the disease of the heart, lust. Therefore, who will cease hearing such topics? Only killers of the self, like Venugopal. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj said, my grandfathers, Arjuna, you know Arjuna who spoke with Krishna on the Bhagavad Gita? My grandfathers crossed the ocean of birth and death easily just by thinking of the Lord. Therefore, Gurudev, I have one request. Do not stop talking. You have described all the incarnations of the Lord, but you have not described completely the original form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, please explain why Krishna appeared, what he did, I'm very much eager to hear this. Krishna lived both in Vrindavan and Mathura. Why? Why did he kill Kamsa, his uncle? The Supreme Lord, Deham Manusam Asrita Katibashani Vishnubi Pat Yadu Pujam Sahavatsit Putya Kati Abhavan Prabhu. Hey Prabhu, the Supreme Lord has no material body, yet he appears in his original human-like form. How many years did he stay manifest in this world? What did he do? How many queens did he marry? O great sage, O Gurudev, you know everything about Krishna. Please describe in detail that which I have inquired about and also that which I have not inquired about. Everything. Therefore, the Guru Parikshit Sukadev Goswami became very happy. O Parikshit Maharaj, your questions are perfect. They purify three types of persons. Those who ask the questions about Krishna become perfect. Those who answer the questions become perfect. And those who simply hear the conversation, they also achieve perfection. Just like topics of Krishna purify three types of persons, in the same way topics of Krishna purify the three worlds, the upper planets, this earth planet, and the lower planets. Therefore now Sukadeva Goswami begins the 10th canto, describing the reasons for the descent of the Supreme Lord. Crow, right? Why would the Lord appear in this material world? Why? Maybe couldn't get enough to eat. One of the main reasons he appears is anugrahaya bhaktanam manusam dayamasrita bhajate tadasa krida sutva tadparobhavet. The main reason he appears is he is very kind. Main reason. Otherwise, what reason he has to come here to this material world? Because we have forgotten him for millions and millions of births. But he has never forgotten us. Therefore, we cannot understand him because he is beyond the range of the mind and senses. Just like if I come to America with Indian rupees, I cannot buy anything. My currency has no value here. In the same way, all souls in this world have no currency by which to understand the Lord. All they have is a material mind, material intelligence, material logic, material senses. But the Supreme Lord is completely transcendental. It means he is above the sensual and mental platform. He has a completely spiritual form. Therefore, he cannot be understood by these persons of this world unless he reveals himself. Even how much money do I have in my pocket right now? Even such a thing like that we cannot understand, and you are so much close to me, then how will I understand the Supreme Lord, who is completely spiritual, beyond the senses? Therefore, he appears for many, many reasons. But his main reason is to enjoy his pastimes. Some people think the main reason the Lord appears is his mercy. But Guru Maharaj gives a logic. Just like when someone goes to a picnic to a very nice place, the main reason they go is still to have lunch. So Krishna comes to this world, his main reason is to enjoy his own pastimes. And as a side effect, those pastimes give mercy to all the souls of this world. Therefore Krishna appears, he is always present. Just like butter is present in milk, but we cannot see it. But for a short time, once in a day of Brahma, once every 4 million, how many is it? Get out a calculator, you can work out. How long is one day of Lord Brahma? The Lord appears once every Dwapara Yuga in every 2,000 cycles of time. How long he appears for? In Vrindavan he appears only for 11 years. Anugrahaya bhaktanam. He appears out of mercy. So bhajate tadrusa kritva sritva tadpad parobhavet. So that persons can get a chance to see those pastimes. And by hearing about those pastimes, the mind will give up attraction to the activities of this world and become attracted to the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What's your name, Adam? Huh?
Carla.
Carla, where are you from? Island. Okay, nice to see you. Ireland. Good. In this world, people are thinking, what is God doing? Most cannot even imagine God has a form, let alone doing activities. They think at best God is just a couch potato, observing the activities of the sinful souls in this world. But believe me, God has better things to do than that. He is engaging in his pastime with the eternally perfected souls. Right, the angels, we say, who go to heaven, what are they doing there? Well, the activities in the spiritual world, we can never understand them simply by guesswork. Afterwards, we'll hear Lord Brahma prayed, even if you ran at the speed of the mind for millions of lifetimes, you cannot reach the pastimes of the Lord. Therefore, the pastimes of the Lord can be understood only by the process of hearing. But you have to hear from the correct person, not someone like me. Someone who has realized those pastimes directly. How he has realized? Also by the process of hearing. Have you been to China? And how do you know China exists? Those persons who have been to China, they can explain it to you. In the same way, those who have seen the spiritual world through their meditation, they can explain. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami now is describing the reasons of the descent of the Supreme Lord to this material world. Many, many reasons are there, not just one or two. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami goes to them once, one by one. In the Sri Bhagavad Gita, have you heard of Bhagavad Gita? Good fortune has arisen today. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yada yada hi dhanamasya galani bharati abharata. Hey Arjuna, I appear every age to when there is a rise in irreligion and a subsequent decrease in religion. That time I manifest myself. Paritranaya sadunam vinasaya tajuskritam dharma samstapanapataya midayanti yuge yuge. Krishna says to Arjuna, I come to protect the devotees. How? So they can get a chance to hear and chant about me. And to destroy the demons, I manifest in my original spiritual form age after age. Therefore, one of the reasons Krishna appeared is to destroy irreligion. Therefore, 5,000 years ago, many powerful kings were there. They were giving such a burden to the earth. Therefore, Mother Earth was too much suffering. Therefore, she approached the king of the demigods, Lord Brahma. She took the form of a cow. And with tears in her eyes, she prayed before Lord Brahma, many persons are a burden upon me. I cannot tolerate them. Please do something. And Brahma said, I cannot do anything. Best we approach the Supreme Lord himself. Therefore, all the demigods went to the abode of the Lord, that is called Swetadweep. And on the bank of that ocean, they meditated for a long time and prayed for the descent of the Lord. Thus, while in trance, the guru of the demigods heard a voice vibrating in his heart. Oh, hear from me, devas, do not worry. Soon, I myself, actually, Kiradaksai Vishnu was speaking, soon, my master, he will appear on the earth planet in the Yadu dynasty. All of you demigods should appear there to assist in his activities. Vasudev grihe shakshad bhagavan purushapara janisyate tad priyatam sambhavantu surastriya. The Supreme Lord will appear in the house of Vasudev Maharaj. Therefore, all of you should appear there to assist in his activities. All the demigods became very happy because the Lord does many activities in many incarnations, but the activities he does in his original form are most attractive. All demigods became very excited and all took birth before the appearance of the Lord. So, Krishna is the beginning of everyone. He's the father of everyone. In the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Bijaham, Arjuna. Arjuna, I am the life-giving seed of everyone. Therefore, he is the original father and he is the original mother also. Because this material creation, which is like a mother, is nothing else but Krishna's energy. Therefore, most of us, your name again? Kylie. Carla. Okay, I got it. Most people become bewildered. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme Father of everyone, but he appears having a mother and father. Why? God is the beginning of everything, then how he can have a mother and father, Carla? He has a mother and father because he is very affectionate to his devotees. Therefore, all devotees have a different relationship with Krishna. Therefore, some love to worship Krishna and serve him, especially when Krishna takes a baby form. Therefore, out of affection for his devotees, thank you, I don't have to shout now. Out of affection for his devotees, he appears as their child. Therefore, the mother of Krishna, her name is Devaki. She is an eternal mother of Krishna. She is not like the souls of this world. Kala, there are two types of souls. Ones who are in this world caught in birth and death eternally. And there are some who don't even know this material world exists. They're always with the Supreme Lord. They are called Nitya Siddha, eternally perfect. Means they are never separated from Krishna. When Krishna comes, they always come with him to assist in his activities. Therefore, his eternal mother and father is Vasudeva and Devaki. Therefore, now describes how Krishna appeared and what he did. So in the city of Mathura, has anyone been to Mathura? Everyone, all Hare Krishna's there. Rupa Goswami said, if one dies at the time of death and think, I could not go to Mathura. Just that desire carries him to the spiritual world, so powerful. One who spends 3 nights there, Kala, never takes birth again. Therefore, the king of Mathura, his name was Kamsa Maharaj. He was a very powerful person, but he had a problem. He hated the Supreme Lord. Kamsa, a very interesting person. His sister's name was Devaki, and he had arranged the marriage of his sister to Vasudev Maharaj. Therefore, on the day of marriage, Kamsa had so much affection for his sister, even though he was the king, he was performing the service of being the driver, the chauffeur. He was driving the chariot of his sister, and all around were bands, music, happiness, the marriage of your sister. Then all of a sudden, a voice came from the sky. Oh, you fool! Don't you know that the 8th child of your sister will be the cause of your death? Kamsa immediately became furious. He grabbed his sister by the hair with his left hand, and with his right hand he took a sword and went to cut off the head of his sister. He was thinking, if my sister is dead, then the Supreme Lord will not be able to appear in her womb, therefore I'll be safe. That time the husband, isn't it? He just married 2 hours ago, Vasudev Maharaj, he's very intelligent. When he could see that Kamsa was so shameless, he was going to kill his sister on her marriage day, he spoke, my dear brother-in-law, you are the jewel of your family. You are a great hero. How can you, despite being so qualified, kill a woman, not only a woman, your sister, not only on any day, but on the day of her marriage? Then Vasudev Maharaj gave him some philosophy. Oh, great hero, why you are afraid of death? Death is born along with the body. One may die tomorrow, the day after, or in 100 years, but everyone's death is fixed. At the time of death, this body will turn into ashes, dust, or stool. Understand, Kala? If they bury you, then you turn into mud. If they burn you, you turn into ashes. And if they just leave you on Venice Beach, you turn into worm stool. Therefore, why are you so attached to this body, which is nothing else but a congregation of material elements? After all, the next body is attained before death. Just like a worm, a caterpillar. A caterpillar transfers himself from one leaf to the next leaf, and when he's secured to the next leaf, he leaves that leaf and goes on to that one. At the same thing, at the time of death, one receives his next body before he leaves this body. Just like when a traveler travels on the highway, he puts one foot down, and when that foot is secure, he lifts his back foot. In the same way, the soul takes shelter of his next body before he even gives up this body. Therefore, there's no such thing as death. Guru Maharaj one time said, death is only imagination. You get your next body before you leave this body. Therefore, my dear hero, you should not be afraid of death. Just like the stars in the sky appear to They seem to appear in water, but that appearance is illusionary. In the same way, the death of a living entity is only an imagination. Because there is no death for the soul, there is simply a change in bodies. Therefore, what body will we get next color? 8,400,000 different bodies you can choose. Not chose, they're chosen for you. Which type of body will you get? That will depend on your activities you perform in this life. Therefore, the king Vasudev said, "Oh, comes Maharaj, why you perform a sinful activity of killing your sister just to save this life? Because in the next life you will have to taste the result of that. Therefore, you should not act against your own welfare, either in this life or the next wife life. Your younger sister is like, she should be treated like your own daughter. She deserves your affection, not to be killed by you. You should not kill her." But when he saw that Kamsa had no mercy, he was still going to kill his sister. Then Vasudev Maharaj thought, "It's an emergency. What to do?" He said, "Don't kill your sister. I promise, as each of my children were born, I will give them to you. You can do whatever you like with them." Thus, considering the situation, somehow he protected the wife. Therefore, Kamsa thought very carefully. He knew that Vasudev Maharaj was completely honest. Therefore, he said, "Okay, it's a deal. You promise when your child is born, you will give that child to me." Therefore, Vasudev Maharaj was very much fearful of breaking his promise. Therefore, when he was married, the first child he got, that child was called Kirtimam. That first child he delivered to Kamsa is his what? Brother-in-law. Then comes, when he saw his first nephew, his heart melted. "My dear boy, oh, this first child will not be the cause of my death. The eighth child will be the cause of my death." Therefore, he gave the child back to Vasudev Maharaj. Meanwhile, Narad Muni is a great devotee. Narad Muni became very worried. Narad Muni came there and appeared in the house of Kamsa. Kamsa became very happy. "Jai Ho, Gurudev." He welcomed Narad Muni. Then he said, "Can I do any service for you?" Narad Muni said, "I'm very hungry." So in Mathura, there's one sweet called Mathura Peta. It's very famous. He said, "I'm very hungry. Bring me 8 pieces of peta, 8 pieces of sweet." Kamsa ran to the shop, came back with 8 pieces. Then Narad Muni said, "Give me the 8th piece." Then Kamsa said, "Gurudev, I don't know which is the 8th piece." Then Narad Muni said, "In the same way, you are so foolish, you don't know which is the actual 8th son of Vasudev. The demigods are very tricky. Maybe the 8th son is the first. It depends how they begin counting. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3. In the same way, you don't know which is really the 8th child. In the same way, you don't know which is the 8th sweet." Then Narad Muni didn't say anything more. He let Kamsa work it out. Because Narad was very much eager. The Lord should quickly appear. Therefore, if Kamsa killed the children very quickly, then the Lord would appear more soon. Also, Devaki had heard that she will be the mother of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, when the voice came, "The 8th child will be the cause of her death," she became very happy. "Yes, it's true, the Supreme Lord will appear as my son." Therefore, Kamsa, his intelligence was bewildered by the equivocal words of Narad Muni. He said, "Give me that child back, I changed my mind." And he dashed the child on the stone. In this way, 6 children were born one after another, and Kamsa killed each of those children one by one. The all nectarian pot topics of the Supreme Lord. Those 6 children have a history, Kala, don't become worried. Those 6 sons, in their previous birth, they were the sons of the great Prajapati, Marichi. Prajapati, what's that in English? Population. Progenitor of population. Marichi. In order to show that one should not pass judgment on very powerful persons, this story is there, how they took birth and were killed by their own uncle. The creator of this material world, his name is Brahma. When Brahma was wanted to show how powerful is sexual attraction, he created one girl who is his own daughter, She was very beautiful, therefore Brahma ran after his own daughter to engage in sex life. Therefore, these six sons of Marichi, when they saw Brahma chasing after his own daughter, they laughing, "Oh my God, how shameless of Brahma." Therefore, they laughed at him. Brahma is not an ordinary person. He's the creator of the material world. He's also a pure devotee. He was showing all of us how powerful is sex attraction. Therefore, what Bhagavatam says, one should not sit on the same seat even as one's mother or sister. Sometimes lust is so powerful. Therefore, when those six boys laughed, "Oh my God, shameless fellow," they made offense to Brahma. Therefore, because of that offense, they were cursed to take birth as the brothers of the Supreme Lord, but they were killed by their own uncle. Six children were killed one after another. Then Balaram, Krishna's family, Krishna's first expansion, his name is Baladev. That Balaram appeared as the seventh child in the womb of Devaki. Bhagavatam says that seventh child was a miscarriage, but it wasn't a miscarriage, isn't it? Balaram, after a certain 8 months in the womb, he transferred himself to the womb of